Books and Arts. Book Review. Espionage. The Führer's Man in Manhattan. Ring of Spies by Rodri Jeffries Jones.
As Germany pursued its territorial expansion in 1938, many Americans wanted nothing more than to be left alone. President Franklin Roosevelt had signed three neutrality acts forbidding involvement in Europe's troubles. Of the fears that kept his compatriots awake, Hitler was eclipsed by mobsters, dust bowls, and unemployment. This was to change, explains Rodri Jeffries Jones in his new book, when the FBI's unveiling of a Nazi spy ring poisoned relations with Germany and forced America to confront a hostile world. A historian at Edinburgh University, Mr. Jeffries Jones draws the reader in with thrilling but initially disparate tales of German espionage. The sense of Nazi audacity steadily rises. A widow with a pen pal in Hamburg suddenly develops a penchant for photographing naval bases. A group of agents smuggle out secret documents as stamp-sized pictures hidden in pocket watches. Another cell plots to snatch mobilization plans by subduing a colonel with a sedative-loaded fountain pen. Blueprints for American fighter planes are stolen. These pieces are gradually put together by Leon Thoreau, the story's fascinating central figure. A Jewish immigrant from Belarus, Thoreau was an FBI agent who spent the 1930s fighting fascist and communist saboteurs with equal fervor. In 1938, he made the connections between the German spies and tracked down a prime suspect. Ignaz Griebel ran a quiet medical practice in Manhattan, but his candid confession confirmed Thoreau's darkest fears and unites the book's scattered incidents. Thoreau: when did spy activities in this country start? Griebel: in 1933, soon after Hitler came to power. The reader, like Thoreau in the dimly lit interrogation room, is suddenly daunted by the scale of the Nazi scheme. German diplomats cut Griebel loose, which helped turn him into an FBI informant. From that point on, the spy ring unraveled.